Enoch's visions are rich with vivid and powerful imagery. For example, he describes the immense fury of God being unleashed as a dramatic display for all to witness. This divine wrath is not only a punishment for the rebellious angels, but also serves as a stern warning to humanity. The very mountains will quake, the high hills will be flattened, and the earth itself will split apart, leading to widespread destruction. The Book of Enoch is an extraordinary collection of ancient Jewish apocalyptic texts, believed to have been composed between the 4th and 1st centuries BCE. Although it does not appear in the canonical Bible, it has significantly influenced Jewish and early Christian eschatological thought. The text is divided into five major sections: the Book of Watchers, the Book of Parables, the Astronomical Book, the Dream Visions, and the Epistle of Enoch, each providing unique insights into divine plans and human destiny. Despite its exclusion from Jewish and most Christian canons, the Book of Enoch was highly regarded in antiquity, especially among early Christians, who frequently referenced its themes. For instance, the Book of Jude in the New Testament quotes directly from Enoch, underscoring its impact on early Christian eschatology. Moreover, its themes and imagery are parallels in other apocalyptic works, such as the Dead Sea Scrolls and the Book of Daniel, highlighting its profound influence on Jewish apocalyptic literature. One of the most captivating narratives within the Book of Enoch is the story of the Watchers and the Nephilim. The Watchers, a group of angels assigned to observe humanity, became corrupt and descended to Earth, where they took human wives and fathered a race of giants known as the Nephilim. These beings were described as mighty and fearsome, wreaking havoc and leading humanity into unprecedented levels of sin and violence. The fallen angels, or Watchers, imparted forbidden knowledge to humans, teaching them skills such as weapon-making, sorcery, and astrology. This dissemination of knowledge is depicted as a significant transgression, corrupting humanity and disrupting the natural order intended by God. As the Nephilim continued to spread chaos, their actions drew divine ire, leading to a catastrophic judgment. Enoch describes a dramatic divine intervention where the archangels Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, and Uriel are dispatched to punish the Watchers. Michael and Gabriel, in particular, play crucial roles in binding the fallen angels and casting them into the abyss, where they remain imprisoned until the final judgment. The Nephilim, being the offspring of these unholy unions, are destroyed by the Great Flood, an event that parallels the story of Noah in the canonical Bible. This flood is portrayed as a cleansing act, purging the earth of the corruption introduced by the Watchers and their progeny. The narrative of the Watchers and Nephilim is not only a gripping tale of divine retribution, but also a profound commentary on the consequences of hubris and disobedience. It serves as a stark reminder of the boundaries set by divine law and the severe repercussions of overstepping them. This story also sets the stage for Enoch's broader apocalyptic visions, emphasizing the themes of judgment and redemption that permeate the entire text. Enoch's vision of the Apocalypse of Weeks provides a detailed prophetic timeline of human history, divided into 10 distinct weeks. Each week represents a significant period in the divine plan, marked by pivotal events and transformations. This structure offers a comprehensive overview of the cyclical nature of sin and redemption, ultimately leading to a final, eternal state of righteousness. 1. First week. The first week is characterized by the creation of humanity and a period of initial innocence and righteousness. This era reflects the purity and harmony of the early human experience, living in accordance with divine will. 2. Second week. This period sees the rise of great evil and deceit, leading to a significant event of judgment. The first consummation takes place, and a certain individual is saved, symbolizing a remnant of righteousness amidst widespread corruption. 3. Third week. The third week heralds the emergence of a righteous figure who establishes justice in a new order. This person is seen as a plant of righteousness, a symbol of divine intervention and restoration. 4. Fourth week. During this week, visions of the old and righteous are seen, and a law is established for future generations. This period signifies the codification of divine laws and principles to guide humanity. 5. Fifth week. The fifth week is marked by the construction of a glorious kingdom and house of worship. This represents a period of spiritual prosperity and divine favor. 6. Sixth week. A time of spiritual blindness ensues, where the hearts of many forget wisdom. This week concludes with the destruction of the kingdom by fire and the dispersion of the chosen root, reflecting a period of judgment and exile. 7. Seventh week. An apostate generation arises, characterized by widespread sin and criminal deeds. This era highlights the depth of human depravity and the need for divine intervention. 8. Eighth week. A period of righteousness begins to take shape, with new leaders emerging to guide humanity back to the path of uprightness. This week symbolizes a renewal of faith and divine order. 9. Ninth week. The ninth week sees a righteous judgment, where all sinners are removed from the earth and the righteous flourish. This period emphasizes the ultimate triumph of righteousness over evil. 10. Tenth week. The final week culminates in a judgment executed by heavenly beings, leading to the creation of a new heaven and earth. This new creation is an eternal state where sin no longer exists, and the righteous dwell in perpetual peace and joy. This prophetic timeline not only provides a framework for understanding human history, but also underscores the themes of sin, judgment, and redemption that are central to Enoch's visions. Enoch's visions culminate in the dramatic and decisive event of the final judgment. This is a time when God, accompanied by his angels, descends to earth to execute divine justice. The final judgment is depicted with vivid and awe-inspiring imagery, emphasizing the power and authority of God. In this vision, the sinners are punished and cast into eternal darkness, a fate reserved for those who have defied divine laws and led lives of wickedness. The imagery used by Enoch is striking, describing how the mountains tremble and the earth quakes in response to God's presence. The righteous, on the other hand, are rewarded with eternal peace and joy. They are described as shining with a new light, symbolizing their purity and divine favor. The concept of a new heaven and earth is a recurring theme in apocalyptic literature, and Enoch's vision aligns with similar prophecies found in the book of Isaiah and the book of Revelation. In this new creation, the old world passes away, and a new, sinless world is established. This new heaven and earth are depicted as places of eternal righteousness, where the elect dwell in harmony with God's will. The final judgment serves as a stark reminder of the consequences of sin and the rewards of righteousness. It emphasizes the ultimate triumph of divine justice and the establishment of an eternal state of peace and joy for the righteous. Enoch's vision of the final judgment and new creation provides a powerful conclusion to his apocalyptic prophecies, highlighting the themes of divine justice and redemption. The Book of Enoch has had a profound impact on later religious texts and traditions. In Judaism, its themes and imagery influenced other apocalyptic works, such as the Book of Daniel and the Dead Sea Scrolls. Enoch's visions of the Son of Man and the final judgment have parallels in the New Testament, particularly in the Gospels and Revelation. Early Christian writers, such as Jude and Peter, referenced Enoch, underscoring its influence on Christian eschatology. The themes of resurrection, final judgment, and the coming of the Messiah found in Enoch resonate with Christian teachings about the end times. The New Testament book of Jude directly quotes Enoch, illustrating its significance in early Christian thought. Even in Islam, Enoch, known as Idris, is recognized as a prophet who was taken up by God, reflecting the high regard for his visions and prophecies across different faiths. The Quran mentions Idris in a manner similar to Enoch, emphasizing his righteousness and divine favor. The enduring influence of the Book of Enoch on religious thought and apocalyptic literature is a testament to its profound and compelling visions. By understanding Enoch's prophecies, we gain insight into the ancient roots of apocalyptic thought and its lasting impact on religious traditions. Enoch's apocalyptic visions present a compelling and vivid narrative of the end times, rich with powerful imagery and profound themes. From the dramatic fall of the Watchers and the havoc wrought by their offspring, the Nephilim, to the detailed prophetic timeline of the Apocalypse of Weeks, Enoch's revelations offer a comprehensive view of humanity's destiny according to divine judgment. These visions culminate in the final judgment, where the righteous are rewarded with eternal peace and the sinners face divine retribution, leading to the creation of a new, sinless world. The Book of Enoch's influence extends far beyond its own text, impacting later Jewish, Christian, and even Islamic thought. Its themes of resurrection, final judgment, and the coming of the Messiah resonate deeply within these traditions, highlighting the enduring relevance of Enoch's prophecies. By exploring these ancient visions, we gain valuable insights into the roots of apocalyptic literature and the development of eschatological beliefs across different cultures and religions. Enoch's apocalyptic visions not only provide a fascinating glimpse into the past, but also offer timeless reflections on morality, divine justice, and the ultimate fate of humanity. As we reflect on these themes, we are reminded of the power of prophecy to shape our understanding of the world and our place within it. Thank you for joining us on this journey through Enoch's revelations. If you found this video insightful, please like and subscribe for more content on ancient texts and their impact on our understanding of the divine. Share your thoughts and questions in the comments below, and stay curious as we continue to explore the mysteries of the past and their implications for the future.